Hey, hi Samir, how are you?
Hi, Jenny. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good, thanks. All good. So before we get on to the session today, I'd like to seek your permission if it is okay. I record this conversation for academic reasons.
Okay.
Thank you. And I would like to assure you that this conversation is going to be confidential. And so, would you like to take a few moments to gather your thoughts before we start the conversation?
Yeah, sure.
Please let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, we can start.
Okay, great. So, Samir, what would you like to discuss in our conversation today?
So, really one thing that has been on my mind in the last, I would say, few days and is a current concern for me is so again, before I start about that concern, to give you a little more background about it. Before COVID, we were in a complete work from office situation. When COVID happened, we went into a lockdown, then we started with a hybrid work mode. We started with a remote work mode where we were working from home for almost 2 years. And post which, we started slowly coming back to office. And it was not mandatory, but we encouraged people to come at least for once or twice in a week to office. And only 6 months back, we kind of implemented a hybrid work mode policy where now officially we say that, okay, 3 days you are working from office, 2 days you work from home, right? So that's the structure that we are following as an organization. Now, personally, I believe that I am much more productive when I'm in office. So even though we have to come 3 days mandatorily, I end up coming 4 days at least every week, or at times even all 5 days I work from office. So that's the space I'm coming from. And but as a manager and as a HR head, I do get a lot of exception requests from some of our employees, some of my team members as well, where let's say for multiple reasons they would want an exception from a work from office. They would want to kind of work from home for this week or this month and so on. Or they would want to go to their hometown and then do a work from home for the week or 2 weeks, right? And that's where I'm conflicted. I don't know. Should I allow it, not allow it? And how do I become more consistent in terms of with this approval process? Because especially it happened like last, let's say 10 odd days back when, we had a situation where one of my team members had asked for a work from home for a couple of weeks to tend to some personal needs where he wanted to take care of some medical tests for his aging parents. And I asked him to manage it much better and then, do it over the weekend and then maybe the first 2 days of the next week take a work from home. But then adjust his work from office days. Two, there's another team where a request came in that, okay, for the next one entire month, because of Ramadan, I am fasting and can I work from home? And that request was approved by another manager. So that got me thinking that, am I being too strict? Is my personal belief system kind of affecting my decisions? And how do I kind of be more consistent in this?
Okay. Thanks for sharing your situation, Samir. I hear you like coming to the office every day, almost.
Yeah, I find myself more productive if I'm in
Okay.
office, yeah.
Yeah, I also did hear that that working from the office helps you be more productive. And I hear that a lot of your team members approach you with this work from home option, right? So it seems that you are contemplating on how to follow a consistent approach in managing these requests.
Yes. So what I want is that not to be too harsh and just turn down all the requests. But then even for the team to be a little more considerate in terms of actually asking for it when they genuinely need it and not for just let's say taking it for granted that okay, whenever I want, I can just take a extension or an exception approval.
Okay. Samir, can you use this word productive, right? Can you tell me a little bit more about productive? What does that mean to you?
So when you say productive, like for me, it is getting more done, being less distracted. I still, I don't know, that's just me or whatever reason, I still find multitasking a little difficult. I try to compartmentalize, pick up a task, finish it, move on to another, or at least kind of split my time in terms of doing different activities. And I feel that, okay, if I'm in office, then I don't have any other thoughts or any other distractions. I find that workspace to be much more focused on my work. And yeah, if I'm at home, then I feel that, okay, at times maybe a courier guy coming in, something else happening, a maid coming to clean the room. So all those are disruptions in my thought process and my workflow. And it takes me time to kind of get back to that work mode then. So.
Okay. So I hear, workspace is what helps you focus more. Being in the workspace, being in the office space, helps you focus more. And you also feel that working from home can have its distractions. So you would, you rather would want to focus when you're in the office. Okay. Samir, help me understand, what would you like to explore today? What is that one thing that you would like to explore today?
I believe I would want to kind of come to some structure or kind of come to some to have some clarity in terms of how do I be more consistent in terms of evaluating these exception requests for work from home that kind of come in, so that I am a fair boss or a manager, and then my team should not get adversely affected because of my own personal belief system.
So you again, you use this word having a structure or the theme. So what makes having a structure important now?
So far I had not had that realization that I was being too hard or so in terms of consistent, I was consistent on this on the side of mostly not approving exceptions. But when I see other teams, let's say, not following the same principle or other managers not following the same thing, then that's where I feel that, okay, you know, I have to be just with my team as well. And it shouldn't happen that. So that's the reason now with the current situation where I spoke with a couple of other managers, saw what they were doing, that kind of brought in that realization that maybe this is something that I need to relook at and reevaluate now.
Okay. So I hear you're seeking clarity in how you could approach these requests from the team members. I it seems like it's important for you to have a structure or clarity in order to be a fair manager. Is that what you're looking to achieve?
Yeah, I want to be consistent in my approach. So not treat it on a case-to-case basis, but then, you know,
So what is the purposefulness of this consistency?
I think in terms of that would help me have a better employee experience for my team, for them to feel that, okay, they are not being unfairly treated. So I think it would help me managing my team in a much better way. That's it.
Okay, so I hear you want to give your employees a better experience. And I also hear you being able to manage your team much better,
Yeah.
right? So, Samir, what is the future impact of managing your team better?
See, I believe in terms of future impact or a larger impact is that it's not only just about my own team. As a HR head, I'm responsible for the organization as well. And yeah, I do realize now that we don't have a well-defined, laid-out policy or a process for any of these exceptions where it is left to a manager or a delivery head to approve it. But then to have that a uniform experience for all the employees across the organization and not be person dependent for a particular team.
Okay, right. I mean, I hear that, as an HR head, you want the organization to have a uniform experience, right? And it seems you are, wondering how to be fair and consistent with all employees, as case-to-case basis. Okay. Great. Samir, what needs to shift in your perspective? In order to give that uniform experience to all employees.
Just a pause. So, Jenny, I'm just asking you to pause to see what is it that you were chasing as a small a here in this conversation.
So what I have derived so far is that he wants to give a uniform experience to all his employees and
Small a, right? At the beginning, when you asked, what would you like to explore today? You got an answer, right? And that's your small A. So what was it that you had?
Have a consistent approach in managing these requests.
Correct. And then what you did was you picked this up and then you broadened it, right? Now, if you look at the questions that you can ask or the ways in which you can broaden, one of them is the first one is, so look at your ready reckoner and you'll be able to see the first one that you ask. So that you can broaden the thinking is
The meaning of meaning
meaning
question.
question. Then comes the importance question. Then comes the purposefulness, and then comes the future impact, and then comes purposefulness. Correct. So before you go on, so that was your out of SNAP. That's the N. Now before you move to A, I would like you to kind of just pause to see, have you finished everything that N is supposed to do?
No, haven't.
Do you see something that you'd like to now pick up again?
Yes,
Like?
I have not talked about what is becoming clearer to him now.
Okay. That is something that you should have asked before you. So that's the kind of transition question to go to A. But that still is again going to A. I'm still talking about full of N, within N. Did you ask the meaning question? On a verb, adverb, adjective?
No, I didn't.
Would you like to do that?
I'm missing
Reason I
out
say
on.
this is because there would be a few opportunities, and it's okay if you have moved to the other three questions. You can still help because that'll help your client to reflect a little deeper. Are there any words which stand out for you? You'll find them in the answer that you just gave me also. When I asked you what's your small a, you gave me an answer, right?
Consistency.
And very good.
And
Consistency is good.
consistent approach.
Yeah.
I talked about what does productivity mean to you, what means, being productive mean. How important is a structure? No, I'm pretty blank after that. I've used most of the words there.
Okay. Yeah, you did ask productive. Yeah, you did ask productive. Do you want to ask one more meaning question?
I actually asked too. I said, tell me more about being productive, and what does having a struct why is having a structure important now?
Okay. So you don't have anything else that you'd like to pick up. Okay, let's move forward. So please then ask what is becoming clear before you move into A of the SNAP.
Okay, cool. Thanks. So Samir, in what is becoming more clear? No, let me rephrase this. So I hear that you want to provide better employee experience, and also as an HR head, I have a uniform experience across the organization, right? So what is becoming clearer to you now?
I think something which is becoming clearer is that there's a lack of a defined process, because while we would want to have a uniform experience and be consistent in our approach, I would not want the policy to be so rigid that people feel that okay, that the organization doesn't care about them. So in case of a genuine need, if they need a work from home, it should be approved. I think that's what is becoming clearer, that we don't have a defined process or a structure as of now, and then maybe that is something that I can work on.
Out of all these things, having a consistent approach, and having a uniform experience across the organization, what matters the most to you here?
I think what matters most is being fair. So when I say consistent, it doesn't mean that every request should be so consistent. For me, is that okay? If let's say Ojani comes with me with a genuine request, it should be approved. And similarly, even if Samir has a similar genuine request, it should also be approved. It shouldn't be person dependent or who the request goes to. So that's how I define consistent.
I hear that you would want to be fair. You want to have a fair approach. Yeah. Okay. And so what needs to shift in your perspective in order to have that fair approach?
I believe so far the decisions are driven more, let's say, from my own personal belief system that if I'm in office, then I'm more productive. So maybe I need to start trusting my team more. And then, yeah, that's the reason why we do have a work from home policy that, okay, at least 2 days when they're working from home, then maybe for another couple of days, if they are working from home, they would be productive and they would kind of take care of the deliverables, what they are responsible for.
I hear you would like to trust your team more. I hear you believe that the work from home policy is fair, and it seems you are pondering on how to navigate through your personal belief system and trust the team more when it comes to the work from home and work from the hybrid work situation.
So hybrid work, yes, it's still working. I'm comfortable with that, and we
The
do
work
have
from
our
home.
defined structures that the days when we are working from home, what all do we kind of work on? It's just that when all these ad hoc requests kind of come in, that's where I get a little uncomfortable in terms of approving them. So I think that's where, So I would say multiple beliefs, like one, I feel myself being more productive in office. Two, approving any, so as I believe in a structure, any exception is something I have to rethink on approving, because I believe that, okay, if there's a process and a structure defined, let's just follow it. Right. So I'm not concerned with those, so normal hybrid work in which they're working 2 days from home, but these ad hoc requests kind of coming in for those additional work from home days, that's something that kind of makes me kind of rethink and kind of be a little more uncomfortable approving these requests.
What will Samir, what will enable you to be more what will enable you to trust your team more on a work from home day?
I think a better communication with the team, in which, let's say when they come up with a request, also, it has to be a little more detailed request instead of just a two-liner or a ChatGPT generated request that, okay, I need, a work from home for the next 1 week or whatever, and I will take care of all my deliverables uninterrupted and all that. So genuinely stating that, okay, these are my concerns, these are the challenges, and this is how I will navigate and kind of still manage my work responsibilities. And
So
then, yeah,
what?
on my end also, when they come up with that request, and then if when the list request gets approved, then having a conversation and agreeing upon the deliverables that, okay, these are the things what on which they are working on, and this is what is expected as an outcome, even if they're working from home during those days. So yeah.
Okay. So I hear you want more communication with the team on those work from home days. I also hear having a conversation on the deliverables will give you more, will generate more trust. So what are we discovering now? What are we learning now?
What I'm learning is, or discovering is that, okay, when a request or something comes up, let me not assume a situation and kind of make up my mind, but have that conversation with the person, understand what the concern or the reason is for a particular request, and then what is the plan in terms of whatever is the work defined during those days, how he or she will manage that.
Okay, great.
Just to like, for example, that's one of my team members had a request that she wanted a work from home for a month for her because she was getting married, and she said that, okay, for those 3 4 days during the week when she's getting married, she will take a leave. And my first assumption was that, okay, but what about the shopping and other things, and before that, what are you doing, how can you do a work from home and still manage all those things, without even asking her that what her plan was to kind of how to manage these responsibilities, right? So maybe I should have been a little more open in terms of asking and talking to the person, understanding that, how, instead of saying that, okay, no, either you take a leave or continue, I mean, to office and then manage.
Okay. So Yeah, I hear you want to have those conversations in order to trust, generate that trust and have a. I also hear you would like to have a plan on those work from home days. I'm actually happy. I'm glad that you've been able to identify a way for, coming up with a solution with your situation, right?
Yes. No, actually, thanks to you, because when I was talking, and that's when all these solutions kind of came up. Otherwise, I was more hung up upon the problem maybe an hour back when I was just thinking about it. But now, yeah, I have some clarity in terms of how to go about it.
Okay. Great. I'm actually pleased to hear that you've got some clarity there.
Thank
And
you.
so what would you what would you what new actions would now be useful for you to take?
I think one is being more aware about these situations and my own personal beliefs when they are interfering with the decisions making system. And also at an organization level, creating a structure or a policy, or not a policy, but more of a process that, let's say, if you are asking for any exception, there should be a work plan attached, so that all these questions, what I am having, maybe some other manager also might have similar concerns or questions. So once we have that process laid out, I think it becomes easier for us to kind of manage that. And even for employees, they feel that, okay, it's being justly approved whenever there's a genuine need.
And what resources do you need to take them?
I will have to do some study and research in terms of what some other organizations are following as a process or a policy as a reference point. I think that is something that would help. I will maybe
Great.
talk to a couple of my, let's say, other friends in the HR fraternity, and and then have an internal discussion with my managers and kind of design the final policy.
Okay, that's great. And how do you think you're going to be accountable to take these actions?
I think I will have to be accountable for myself, and I will put a deadline, and I will block my calendar that, okay, by this time I need to kind of do it. And I think following a structure is something which I like, so I think that way it will help me kind of get this done.
Awesome. Great. So, Samir, is there anything else that you would want to talk about?
No, I think we are good for now. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Thank you. And in that case, are you okay to close this session today?
Yes. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Samir, for your